funny. Okay. Because you can always go ahead and weed those things, you know, edit those things out. But you need to try to catch them when you can, because sometimes they're a one-time flow, and sometimes you never know with me. Yep. I never know with me.
But you can ask for guides of anything.
You can ask for guides of anything. But they're humans.
Right, right.
Masters.
Well, I asked for a guide of fashion to help me find a top to match the skirt when I had to go to a wedding, and I had a limited amount of time to do it in.
Yeah, don't do it.
And all of a sudden, this lady came up and goes, "Are you needing some help finding something?" She was another customer, and I said, "Yes." So she started helping me look, just like that. And we found a shirt.
That's the way.
And then she helped me try it. Well,
that's the way all of this stuff works. It's kind of like magic in a real sense. That makes any sense to you? It's not tricks. It's real.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
Along that line, when my mother passed away, I don't go to funerals very often. I didn't have anything appropriate to wear to the funeral. So it was on a Sunday, and the funeral was the next day, and I went to Dillard's. Anyway, and I walk in there, and I'm just like cross-eyed, and my head's spinning because it's like, oh my gosh, you know. And I just said, "I would please ask for help in finding the appropriate thing to wear to my mother's funeral tomorrow, right?"
Mm-hmm.
So I straight to this gray pinstripe suit, bought it, took it home. My sister was wearing the exact same suit. Walked in the funeral, in the church, and there she was. And there I was like, okay. I thought it was kind of a funny joke.
They have humor, too.
Well, apparently it was the most appropriate thing for either one of you.
We did have different shirts on. It was hilarious. I'm just laughing about it.
Any questions, y'all?
Psychic vampires, or leeches, I tend to call them. How do you tend to, or how is best to recognize them, or how is it best to handle psychic vampires in those situations?
You don't. You wear your carnelian bracelet and just don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because psychic vampires... psychic vampires are people who have been raised by usually a psychic vampire. That's their only way of getting energy when they've expended energy, either a bad day at work or somebody else has stolen their energy. And they come home and they will pick a fight with you. Hi. And they will say, and it'll be a fight over nothing. I mean, we're talking nothing.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you're reacting and you're so mad at them, you don't know what to do. And they're all of a sudden fine, they walk out, and you have just lost all of your energy.
Will this help?
Yeah, that does help, actually. The Reiki. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps. But it's better to wear the carnelian bracelet and do that. And then take a salt bath. Get it. Make sure you get it from head to toe. Women can sponge. Iodized table salt cleanses your auric field and restores your energy and removes stress from your body and your auric field.
Can it be iodized sea salt? As iodized. Okay.
As long as it's iodized. Cheaper to just go Morton's.
How much do you need?
1/3 cup.
Okay. To a bathtub.
Yep.
What if you have a super-sized bathtub?
1/3 cup.
I usually make mine about the salinity level of the ocean. Personal preference.
Well, you can go like this, too, if you want to. That'll work. It doesn't really matter. Just get it in there. And then get it on your person. Because you literally feel the stress lifting from your
boy,
body. And especially, it's really wild, especially the face and the head. It really, you have to experience it, but you can feel it lift.
Do you have to be completely submerged at once? Or can...
Funny you said that. When I was writing my book, I put in there about the iodized table salt, mm-hmm. and taking the bath. And I had this little... gal, she was ghostwriting for me. And she put it in there, submerge for 20 minutes.
Have a straw.
No straw. And I thought, yep, that'd do it. Stress out.
We
had to rewrite that. No, you do not have to submerge. You can take a sponge or a washcloth and just...
Yeah. So as long as you, what I meant is, like, you don't have to make sure everything's covered at one time.
Like if you want to dunk your head under and
your knees are out. Right, your knees are
over
your head.
You don't have to baptize yourself.
Thank you.
You need a saltwater pool.
Yeah. Would that work?
Yeah. Yes.
Or the ocean?
Ocean works really well. If you live near an ocean, just go jump in the ocean.
Mm. Or it's a great excuse to, I need to go to the ocean.
Yeah.
My bathtub's not big enough to fit my head and my knees at the same time. Darn.
Yes.
Can we talk about the earth realm for a minute?
Sure.
In particular, the Legion of Pan.
Okay.
Can you elaborate on that some? How that works and... What does he look like? Mm-hmm. Is he the little half-goat, half-man dude, or...?
I have never seen him.
Okay.
When I met Pan, I met him through... I was working with mediums. I was working with removing human spirits from people. And I would do that by using their names and address, asking the Band of Mercy to take the human spirits to the medium that I was working with. And then I would ask who they were. I'd usually get their full name and address of the entity that was, or the person that was attached, the spirit, so I could verify that that was truly a person. And I did. I followed up and called to find out if that person did die of what they said they died of. And
I'm sure that was a kick for the people who lived.
It was a trip. It was a real trip. It really was. I found out that wasn't the best way to handle that. But I needed to know if what I was working with was true. I'm not going to go on somebody's theory. If it isn't true, I don't care. So I'm working with a medium, and all of a sudden, Pan comes through. And Pan, because I'm being taught, okay, all the way through this, I'm being taught. And he said, I am the god Pan. I am the nature god Pan. I went, no, you're not. There's only but one god. I am the nature god Pan. You can't be. There's only one god. It messes my belief system. He said, I am the god of nature for this earth plane. Okay. My guides had told me, do not allow your belief systems given to you by man to disrupt information given by God. So I had to open up on that level. Very cautiously, I might add. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you mean by God? He said, I am the archdiva of nature, archangel of nature in essence. And I have been called, I am God of the nature spirit. Okay. And he said, I work under the name of Jesus Christ. Well, okay. You're in. We're in. not a problem here. I can deal with this.
You can sit with this.
He was a little gruff with me, but I was a little gruff back. I didn't know. So,
well, I would have questioned it.
Yeah. So then I met some of those that worked with him. Marigold was the one that I specifically worked with. That was like the right hand of Pan.
What's its name?
Marigold.
Like the flower.
No, the flower. Marigold. The okay. Diva of Marigolds.
Okay. Is Pan's right assistant?
Yes. Sorry, but yes. Yeah, it messed with my head too.
I'm going to plant more of those.
Oh, they're wonderful.
What about the color itself?
We can't get into that right
okay.
now. Okay. That's a whole another range of topic.
Okay.
Okay.
Would we like to save that for the next meeting? Okay.
And then we have to go to stones and all of nature and color.
Okay.
And then chakras.
Okay.
And how they fuse together.
Cool.
Okay. Which is on the website. There's a chart.
There is a chart on the website. You might want to go and check it out. I have a lot of that information on there. Anyway, I was then told how to work with the Legion of Pan and always in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, now, Pan wasn't always under the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus overcame the earth plane and he worked with the swine, casting the demons into the swine with permission, then he became one also with the nature spirit community and also with disease and casting out disease, which is also part of the nature spirit community. Bacteria, viruses, etc. Have I messed up your mind, Sam?
No, I'm fascinated. Go on.
Okay. So, what I started to do, he told me how to rid my house of water bugs, otherwise known as cockroaches. But in the South, they're called water bugs. It sounds nicer.
And, well, they're the big ones, the big suckers that come out when it rains.
Yes, yeah. They're big cockroaches.
They're flying.
Mm-hmm. They fly in the
mountain. Okay. So, he told me, and Marigold told me, you ask the diva of water bugs and cockroaches, because there are actually a few different species, to leave your house. Tell them where they can go, like on the porch or outside. You have full permission to go out. I do not want you inside the house. Let me tell you, I looked out on my back porch and it was covered. It was covered. And I went, oh my God, this stuff works.
They were all in your house before.
They were all in my house.
Well, I've rid fire ants on my property.
Then you know what I speak of.
And wasps, finally.
You know what I'm speaking of. I've had restaurants call me, and I've cleared the restaurants.
Can you only do the house though, or can you do your lawn?
You can't do your property. You can if your property contains fire ants or anything that would be dangerous to you and or your pets, you can ask that they be removed.
Okay.
That they be sent somewhere else,
like
not
to the
killed,
field next door.
But they be sent someplace else. Okay. You take authority over your house and property.
Okay.
I could have probably gotten them off my property, but I just want them out of my house.
So for the general household pests, like a regular ant or a beetle or something else that isn't harmful, you have to let them stay on the property because it's their domain.
It is their domain.
But for maybe black widow spiders or
brown recluses
yep. Or
you can ask that they be removed harmlessly. But they also told me this because they said there are dumb nature spirits. They don't always abide by what their divas want them to do. In which case, you are allowed, by spiritual law, to send them to the light.
That's correct. So how do you know when they're not, when you don't
they
get
don't go.
The straggler.
And there'll be a straggler, there'll maybe one or two, there'll be a straggler. But you are allowed to, if you so choose. You might give them a little bit of time, but you are allowed to send them into the light. They told me that everything incarnates almost immediately. Not almost. Okay. Well, not all.
Incoming.
All right. It depends on the level of incarnation, level of species. Bugs incarnate almost immediately. Different levels incarnate. Cats, dogs incarnate in about 2 months.
That would be the minimum?
Yeah, in and around. Because they're allowed to stay with their owners and comfort their owners, as well as being comforted by you as well. So that does happen.
So to that respect, it would not be a good idea to ask Pan to remove all nature spirits from your house, because animals, like your dog, is a nature spirit.
No. You do not ask Pan to remove all anything from your house.
Or the divas of...
No, you ask specifically for the Legion of Pan to ask the diva of whatever it is that you're working with.
It's like fire ants.
Fire ants.
So don't blanket it, though.
No, you never blanket anything. Number one, they won't do it. And you lose your authority. That's the thing. If you don't do it correctly, you don't have any authority. You're building authority here.
I think the first time, a couple times I tried to do it, I wasn't doing it properly, and it didn't work.
Yeah, so you have to do it.
And sometimes they keep coming back because they're trying to tell you something.
Thank you. That's another point. Very often, all of nature, when I say all of nature, I mean all of nature, they're trying to teach you something. They're giving you information. You don't recognize it. Like an ant. An ant in your house means you won't let go of the little things.
Mm-hmm. I've had one ant in my bathroom for like a week now.
There's something you're not letting go of that's really minuscule. When you let go of it, then it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to tell you everything on this earth plane and of God's spirit community is doing everything in their power to teach you, to get you to evolve. But we don't know it. That's why you can't get wrapped up in God's, or rather in man's conspiracies and that sort of thing. Because that's the dark side's way of separating you. Separation, division, evil.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Don't forget to thank that animal.
Always, always thank. There's a really good book here.
Yes, it is.
Animal Speak.
I love that book.
Me too.
There's a lot of truth there. And if you don't want to use it, you can ask the Legion of Pan, what does this mean? Why do I keep seeing this raven or this red-tailed hawk or this owl or...
Spiders in your bed.
What's going on? And then you can get it. You can get the answers.
And once you start opening yourself up, I've realized now that I'm getting them in my dreams a lot.
Yeah, you have to. Anytime you get them in your dreams, you always have to pay attention. Always pay attention. My daughter had dreams of baby skunks. Just for about 2 to 3 nights, dreams about just baby skunks playing. I looked it up. It means awakening psychic abilities. Emerging psychic abilities. And she went through this field high of psychic abilities. You'll get it. Give it time.
Wait for the skunk.
Well, you were talking about the meteorite. I had a dream that there was a huge turtle, like what's in the zoo, walking through my backyard with a meteorite on it.
You might want to check.
I did.
So then you don't...
Bizarre.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you don't know what Pan looks like. You
know,
like he's half goat, half man.
I don't know. I don't care.
I do.
Well, ask to see.
I like to visualize. I have.
Huh? Well, say it like you mean it.
Would you? Okay, if you saw a half goat, half man that just showed up right here, wouldn't you be a little bit startled?
Dude, what's up?
No, she wouldn't. She'd go, ah! It's like in Ghostbusters. Ah! This is really a spirit in here. Oh my God.
I think that's probably why they don't show. You know, I'm thinking when
have you ever seen a nature spirit? Mm-hmm. I have.
They're not pretty.
They are not pretty. They really are not pretty.
Are they human featured?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, they're kind of... Have you ever seen, like, fairies and trolls and... Mm-hmm. Those are nature spirits. That's what they look like.
You mean like the little trolls with the hair?
No,
what are you talking about?
I like the trolls underneath the bridges and they're
really iggy.
Yeah, they look a lot like that. They showed up in my room one time. A whole bunch of them. It was when I first started working with them, and I was working with them a lot, and I was really loving it. And I went on this really bad, I went into a depression. There were reasons for it. And I had this dream, and in the dream, there was somebody with me, and they said, "Oh, look, you live on Shady Lane. Your house is kind of falling apart around you, but it's got really good bones. You need to go to the circus." And I woke up, and when I woke up, my room was filled with all these nature spirits. They were some of the... Uh-oh, somebody tripped it. They were some of the ugliest...
Is that the alarm?
Yeah, that's the alarm. Strangest beings I think I'd ever seen in my life. Some were like that, some were like that. They were all different sizes, shapes, forms.
Kind of like that show Monsters.
Have you seen or heard the movie Ernest Scared Stupid?
Kind
of. There's a troll creature in that movie, and it's disgusting, and it's like massive and boogery.
These aren't boogery. They aren't boogery.
But were they there to cheer you up?
They were. They thanked me. They thanked me for acknowledging them and working with them, and they told me to go to the circus and cheer up.
Did they make you
everything
okay?
Was going to be okay. Yeah, I went to the circus, and I cheered up.
You literally went to the circus?
I did.
Like the three rings?
I love the circus.
Ringling Brothers.
Go to the circus.
I went to the circus.
I thought that was a metaphor.
It lifted whatever it was that was messing me up. I took my daughter and I said, "We're going to the circus. And we're going to build our house firm and solid, and it's going to be Shady Lane." I didn't. It worked out fine. But they showed up, and they were not boogery or anything. They were just strange looking. They had like big noses and little eyes and, you know, dressed weird. They were cute.
Have you seen the movie, what's the Let It Be? The
Let It Go? Frozen?
Frozen. Where they have the trolls that are stones. That's kind of
they
what...
They disguise themselves as stones.
Kind of what they look like.
No. What's the one that came out with Angelique Jolie?
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Like
Maleficent. Yeah.
That's really close to the way they look. Yeah. That's it.
That's a good movie.
They're neat.
This is the troll from...
Now I've got you all wrapped up in trolls.
Yeah. The troll from Ernest Scared.
No.
Stupid.
No. Okay. No. Absolutely no. They're not monstrous.
Just different.
They're just different. They're cute.
I'm sure they'd say the same thing about us, though.
Did they ever come back?
No. It was the only time. It was really odd. You don't have to understand. I'm a person that, even though I'm weird, I'm very practical with my weirdness. And I have to have everything proven to me. I've got to see proof. If I don't have proof, it doesn't exist. It's somebody else's theory, and I will not go on somebody's theory. I just won't do it.
Do you think the circus, because of the animals?
Didn't matter.
It worked.
It was apparently what I needed and what they thought I needed, and they were right.
Why I ask that is because I had an experience where someone close to me passed away, and I wanted to go to the zoo.
Whole different ball game. Any last minute questions? I'm not going to try to do circle with my alarm going off. Something has walked in the back and set off the alarm that I have back there.
Will you not turn it off?
No.
I'll go off after 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
My AC, my central air and heating got stolen for the copper out here.
Right.
We sit on an acre and a half, and we're kind of in the woods, so to speak. And so my air conditioner guy set up a alarm system on my new AC that if you look at it weird or you go by it to any close degree, I have these alarms and lights that go off, and it lasts for about 5 minutes. Scares the tar out of them. Out of anything. I have deer out here.
I was going to say, could it just have been an animal?
Yeah, it could have been a deer.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Admiral Byrd?
Yes.
Is that true?
Which part of it?
Well, his experience.
You're talking about the hole in the Arctic?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I don't think so. I think with all the planes that we have crossing back and forth over the Arctic, that they probably would have found it by now. There is one thing I did find out about, and I'm not entirely, again, this is information that you get, you know, like strange news and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had found tropical plants in the waters in the Arctic.
Yeah.
And I understand that is true. Do I believe in the hollow earth theory? No. Do I believe that there are levels and layers of the earth? Yeah. Do I believe there's things living in the levels and layers? There has to be. There's everything living everywhere.
Yeah. But you don't believe in the
hollow earth?
Hollow earth having its own sun? And
no.
Okay.
Now, Hitler was a big believer of that.
Yes. Yeah, I read about that.
There's an interesting book. It's old. It's called Morning of the Magician. It's kind of an interesting read. I used to have it here. I don't think I have it here anymore. But it has some really interesting information, bits and pieces in it. That being one of them.
I have a question.
Okay.
It's a quick one. When you're learning to see auras, and I can see just the light, can you ask to start seeing color?
Yes.
Who should you ask?
Your guides.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other last minute? I know it's tough when you have to think of a question. You go, well, I don't know. I don't know enough on the subject to ask.
Going off auras, if you see a particular color on people often, like it's a continuous color, I tend to see green a lot. Is that something to do with the person that's seeing the color or the people?
You should actually be seeing their color.
So,
okay. But you may have programmed. And I had one lady, she kept seeing purple on everything and everyone. And that wasn't them, that was her.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to
have... Green's healer, correct?
Yeah, green's a healer. I've only seen green on a few people. And there are greater and lesser shades of that green. All of the colors are always very pale. They're not big, bright colors. They're very pale colors.
Okay. It's not the only one I see, but it just tends to be quite a lot, and it's not always like the same places.
Wait a minute. Is it on people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Several different people?
Mm-hmm.
And they're always green?
Not always, but it's just the color that if I see it, it's like I see clear to white aura, and then spots, it's usually green, but that's usually the
they may be going through healing processes.
Okay.
Because sometimes when people have been ill and they're going through healing processes, they may have shades of green in the areas where they're going through healing.
Have you been going through healing processes?
No. Oh, well. No, not really.
Resting periods?
No,
she is
not
a healer,
really.
Though. You are a healer, though.
Well, I am, but my color is not normally green. My color is normally white.
Well, that's what I always see. It was white, but I didn't have.
Sometimes you get a little bit purpley.
Sometimes, yeah.
Or a little bit blue.
But everybody has a base color that colors shift and move in according to what they're thinking, their emotions, where their emotions are. I used to, when I sat on planes, I used to watch people reading books, found out what they were reading about because it would show up in their aura.
Like if they read bright red.
Yeah.
50 Shades of, it's 50 yeah. Shades of Red, not 50 Shades of Red.
It was kind of, it was interesting.
And bright green, though, is envy, right?
No.
Murky green.
Murky green, okay.
Murky.
What is brown?
Ugh. Murky. Not good.
Brown would be like a root chakra, but muddy. Like
and it's muddy. Any murky color is a negative aspect of whatever that chakra color is. Like if it's an orange and it's murky, that means insanity. It can mean insanity. If you see orange and black, you've got somebody who's a total psychotic. You know, like a serial killer.
Like a serial killer.
Yeah. Or intense murky.
So if it is a program to see the same color, similar color every time, what's the best way of
ask your guides to clear you of that.
Have all serial killers that you've seen had the orange and black?
One had red and yellow.
And black?
No black. Red and yellow.
What's the yellow?
Intense logic. Intense intellect. That makes sense. Really weird.
Mixed with anger?
Hate,
yeah.
Total of...
It actually makes absolute sense.
His rage was with focus.
It was justified.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah, it was justified in his mind.
Was he intelligent?
Oh, God, yes. He was very intelligent. And then I've seen the others. They were just murky, orangey, messed up. And sometimes murky red. Murky red was bad. Murky orange.
Those
are
the bad ones, huh?
Yeah, they're really bad. You don't want to be in the same room with them.
With the murky red.
Well, even with the murky orange. Although they don't necessarily go violent. The murky red goes violent.
Would that be because they're working primarily from their root chakra?
Yes, they're working always 100% from their root chakra. Everything else is blocked.
So then the orange would mean they're working between the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your emotional body.
Okay. So somebody with like a base chakra color of blue would be working from the five down?
No. Well, the throat. Yeah, all would be open up to that point. Yes. Okay. You can see where somebody got stopped. And you can have an accident and shut some down.
So it's like the level indicator, like when you hit...
Yeah.
Like at the fair, goes
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I had a brain injury, and it was a very bad brain injury. And the whole left side didn't have an aura. My aura was just a hole, just a big old hole. And stayed that way for close on to 10 years until it finally healed.
I'm glad you're healed.
I am too. It was awful. Oh, it was bad. Never stopped my psychic abilities.
Is it always bad when there's a break in the aura?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not a good thing.
And it normally means some type of illness?
Or it could be severe trauma.
Or they could have been injured, like what you were just talking about.
If there's an electrical short, it will cause a break in the aura. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So like the Christmas tree lights, or like a light bulb, if you're watching a fan, one of the light bulbs is out, it burned out.
Yeah, you've got a burnout in that area. There's a disease, like a cancer. When a cancer starts in the body, it makes a break in the aura because the electrical circuitry is being interfered with.
When you're learning to see them, like, it's more around, like, I'm looking at you, more around, like, the outside.
It's always around the outside.
Right. No, no, I understand. But what I'm saying is, if it was, like, if it was their stomach or something like that, would someone that's just learning more, would they need to more see it possibly from the side? Or could it be, like, a break?
I'm trying to understand. Are you talking about the break in the aura? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, you can have someone.
I mean, could you not see it from the front, but when they turn sideways, then all of a sudden you see it?
Yeah. You could feel it, too.
Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel for pain, too. You know, this close, you can feel for pain. It presents heat.
What about a rainbow aura? I saw one time. I've seen one. A friend of mine, I was sitting behind her at a funeral. It was like almost like a crystal shard. It was kind of beautiful, actually, and it just had a rainbow in it. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, then. It's everything.
Pretty, I only saw it one time, and it was on a comedian. He was a New Age comedian.
Hmm.
And he had this beautiful rainbow, and they just sort of kind of like...
Like an aurora borealis.
Yeah, well, they were distinctly rainbow, mm-hmm. but I never saw anything like that in my life. And he was really super neat, so I don't know. It means something good, I think.
It's got to be. It's so beautiful.
Apparently, everything was open. Okay, we need to close her down. Our alarm system has now shut down.